Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Schenz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Hamner. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ralph Hamner. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball four. Verbin moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verbin moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is hit by the pitch. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner bunts towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Lorke covering, for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Marshall scores. Cooper moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lorke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schenz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Averson pinch hits for Ralph Hamner. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cooper for a passed ball. Verbin moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dewey Atkins now pitching. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verbin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lorke strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shenz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke misplays the ball. That's an error on Lorke. Pafko moves to third. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pafko scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Hank Shenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shenz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shenz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Mize moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Mize moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mize scores. Thompson scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clarence Mattern pinch hits for Jess Dobernik. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern takes first base on ball four. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Mattern moves to second. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Emil Kusch now pitching. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kusch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mize takes first base on ball four. Gordon moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones bunts in front of the plate. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. 2 outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lorke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney scores. It's 7-2, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Schenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schenz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schenz hits a pop-up towards the mound. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Smalley strikes out. 2 outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lefty Sloat now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schenz fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 4 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.